With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Despite how familiar people are with Wisconsin winters, the state averages more than 18,600 motor vehicle crashes during the winter months when roads are covered with ice, slush, or snow. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with Wisconsin State Patrol about things you can do to stay safe.
Driving too fast in poor weather conditions is often the cause in crashes Wisconsin State Patrol responds to in the winter.
The speed limit is for ideal conditions on the highways. So having any type of snow cover or potential freezing, that's obviously going to require drivers to lower that speed limit. That's going to help a lot right there.
In addition to dropping your speeds, State Patrol Captain Bradley O'Kane says you should keep an increased distance away from the car in front of you. That will give you plenty of time to stop if you need to and avoid heavy braking, which can make things worse in slick conditions.
I like to think of it as a smooth and slow. First, the slow being the speed. Second is your movements very easy for like steering movements and your braking. You don't want anything abrupt, which could cause the vehicle to lose control.
If you do get into a crash or slide off the highway, stay buckled in your car and call 911. You don't want to get out and start walking around. If bad weather pops up while you're driving, O'Kane recommends getting off at the next exit until it passes. Don't wait under a bridge or pull to the side of the road unless it's an emergency.
One other thing I would say is like four-wheel drive vehicles, that's usually what gets brought up is, they're able to have a lot more traction, but their braking distance is the same as every other vehicle. So sometimes people get a little overconfident. So again, same thing with a four-wheel drive vehicle is keeping that speed so that you can maintain control and increasing those following distances.
O'Kane also recommends checking 511 Wisconsin before you head out. It can give you real-time updates on winter road conditions. We have a link at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The Wisconsin DNR is encouraging people to start the new year outdoors. There are several first-day hikes planned at state parks and forests. Some of the events are tied to the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System. In the Northwoods, there are hikes planned at Copper Falls State Park, Council Ground State Park, and at Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. Many properties offer 1 to 3 mile guided hikes led by property naturalists or rangers. These hikes have a specific start time and gathering spot to meet up with others. We have a link to full event details at WXPR.org. First day hikes are free, but a vehicle admission pass or state trail pass may be required. While this holiday period is generally a time where people gather with friends and family, it can highlight how alone some seniors are. Simone Perez reports on how experts say seniors and the community can fight against social isolation.
One study by AARP finds more than 30% of seniors have felt lonely over the past 5 years during the holidays. Psychologist Lois Mazares with AARP says that there are common signs that warn family, friends, or seniors themselves that they may be experiencing isolation. One of those, she says, is shrinking social circles.
They're complaining of their world shrinking. They're no longer working, so they're not doing things with coworkers. Friends have moved away to warmer climates or to be closer to grandchildren.
Mazara says other signs of loneliness include a lack of interest in previously loved activities and unexplainable physical ailments. That could mean seniors complaining of a sore arm or leg, despite doctors not being able to find anything wrong. For anyone who might acutely feel the loneliness of the holidays, Mazara says there are ways to fight isolation. She suggests reaching out to family members and friends on the phone or going for walks in the neighborhood. Even if they don't feel like accepting an invitation, Mazara says they should go. Look for events at churches, senior centers, and libraries. But some older adults also don't seek out help. For family members, friends, and neighbors concerned about a senior in their life, Mazara says there are a number of ways to help them.
Providing transportation, providing help with technology. I see these as things that are really needed.
She adds that it's helpful for older adults to have technology and learn how to use it to keep feeling connected with others. I'm Simone Perez.
Solar storms may bring northern lights to several states in the northern U.S. in time for the new year. Minor disruptions to radio communications are also possible. The sun expelled two bursts of plasma that are hurtling towards Earth and are expected to arrive early this week, according to the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They could cause colorful auroras tonight in Wisconsin and Michigan, among other states. A Midwestern state that's home to one of the largest producers of toxic forever chemicals is on track to ban 11 categories of non-essential products with PFAS. Harvest Public Media contributor Teresa Holmsey has more on the law that's going into effect in the new year.
Starting January 1st, Minnesota is prohibiting the sale of products that contain intentionally added PFAS chemicals. This includes goods like carpets, cleaning products, cookware, cosmetics, and certain packaging materials. Ivana Stark is the Minnesota State Director of Clean Water Action and lobbied for the policy. She says the law also requires increased disclosure on products that contain PFAS.
If you are producing something and you are selling it to consumers, consumers have a right to know what they're buying and you have a responsibility to know what you're selling.
Under the law, all non-essential uses of PFAS will be banned by 2032. The rule is one of the country's first and strictest regulations on PFAS chemicals in consumer goods. I'm Teresa Holmsey, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.